that's a tremendous looking trophy.
Hello and welcome to Platinum Persuasion, number one PlayStation podcast in the Oceania. My name's Dylan Blight, and joining me, as always, Ashley Holby.
Hey Dylan, excited to be here and excited to, commit ourselves to our new overlords.
Correct. We will be committing ourselves to new overlords just soon. Also, I want to apologize. I believe I just said Astley. I think I missed the
Listen, H. Dylan, I'm never going to give you up. I'm never going to let you down.
I said it and you didn't even... I was like, he's going to call me out now, but I was like... I'm pretty sure I said Astley. Yeah. Anyway.
I don't know. I'm just as guilty of saying those kind of things. So, I'm not Kieran. I'm not going to pick apart every mistake you make.
I know, language,
Yeah.
Words. Yeah. And the thing is, I have to spend all day talking usually, and by the time I come in here, I'm like, just let me skip a few syllables every day. give me a noun. Yeah. Give a brother a noun,
Yeah, let's just talk about the peace station.
Yeah, that's right.
The peace stat.
All right, overlords, let's get right into it. So Kotaku, right, Sony names PlayStation's new bosses. Sony has named existing company veterans Herman Holst and Hideaki Nishino as the new heads of PlayStation. Holst will take over and run a new studio business group, while Nishino is in charge of the platform business group. Division of roles replaces former CEO of Sony Interactive Entertainment, Uncle Jim Ryan, who retired... Sorry, I didn't Uncle, but Uncle Jim Bob, who retired earlier this year and comes as Sony searches for its next PlayStation 5 blockbuster amid cost-cutting and cancellations. Quote from Shuhei on Twitter, or X, whatever we call it. Sony Interactive Entertainment is a dynamic and growing business that delivers incredible entertainment experiences through the connection of content technology. Shuhei said, congratulations, my fucking internet flicked out here. This is from a press release. Content and technology, interim SIE CEO Hiroki Totoki said in a press release. These two leaders will have clear responsibilities and will manage strategic direction to ensure the focus remaining on deepening engagement with existing PlayStation users and expanding experiences to new audiences. Both will continue reporting to Totoki, who is also Sony's president, COO, and CFO. So, of course, we all know Herman Holst by now. He got moved up years ago, originally head of Guerrilla Games, Killzone, Horizon. Holst was promoted to head of PlayStation Studios in 2019, following the departure of Sean Layden. Nishino was previously in charge of PlayStation platform technology and experiences, which he will continue to lead, in addition to now being in charge of third-party relations and commercial operations. Both men take over their new roles on June 1st. What do you reckon in this news? The big PlayStation news of the week.
The big PlayStation news of the week is the two people are doing the same job, just with a different title now.
Yeah, I mean, what do you make of the instead of getting one person to do it, but the splitting?
I mean, studio finally a position at the top of the food chain is cut instead of all these jobs at the bottom. You know what I mean?
True. Good point.
Don't need a overall COO and then these two people doing their current jobs. Just
are both these people getting paid the same amount? That
I imagine they're getting a pay rise. Yeah. I don't think they're both making the same amount as Jim Ryan.
No.
I don't know. I don't know if they're willing to disclose their paychecks and that kind of stuff, but no. Is this a cost cutting move?
They're like, we will.
You're not COO or COO, so we don't have to pay you as much. So
could be true. I think Herman Holst was the, I guess, a lot of people's go-to thought. Like when people were trying to pick people's names out of the hat, simply because he has been,
just because he's the most known person.
He's the most known and recent hire, or at least recent move up the chain at PlayStation to have success in his role. Well,
obvious
success, I guess, would be the Yeah, like known success, public success, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you know, like. Whereas, so it seems to me, and I guess the job titles are still, it's a little bit vague to me exactly how they're split, but like one's in charge of, well, I guess, I don't know, I'm trying to.
Herman Holtz is in charge of what he was currently in charge of, first party studios, as well as all the, as well as PlayStation Productions.
Yeah.
Everything else is taken care of by the other
guy. Yeah, so then the other guy gets to build third-party partnerships.
And the next PlayStation. Or yeah. PlayStation Pro. And accessories.
And accessories. And headsets and... So have you. Right?
That's microtransactions, that's basically, yeah.
Microtransactions. Right? That, is that what... Is that basically...
I think he's probably in charge of PS Plus.
That's who we have to blame.
Yeah, we've got a
shitty
name.
Shitty games get added on the month. Who are we blaming? Not Holsti?
Unless first-party games get
added. We're blaming the Shino.
Yep.
The Shino-san.
The Shino-san, give us better games.
How do you reckon... Let's say PlayStation do... Because straight away, for some reason, in all the things to care about, when this was announced the other day, I'm like, okay. So... You know what? That's good, because if they ever do like a PlayStation experience again, that means, you know, it's not one person like coming out and hosting it. It's two people.
Maybe.
Good for them. But yeah, good news, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sure Jim Ryan's there like, oh, need two people to replace me, you know. I'm sure he's happy about this development, but, you know. Hopefully, I mean, in the end, the chairman's still the top of the food chain. So, I mean,
he's not making the decisions, though.
No,
he's not making these decisions.
The day to day stuff. You know, he's still the stuff head of the table.
The fuck that Jim Ryan fucked us on.
Yeah,
he's not making those decisions. So,
Yeah,
good for them.
Anyway. Good for them. Good that they've come to a decision reasonably quickly.
I guess my biggest thing is. So, if we have a showcase in June, as rumored, some sort of Summer Game Fest-ish time thing, right? Mm-hmm. A couple weeks away, probably. Presumably. At least in the next 4 weeks, presumably. The plans and actions within that obviously aren't... They're sort of from a lack of any sort of current leadership, right? You know what I mean? You've had someone there, but someone who's already got a lot of other stuff on his plate. You haven't had anyone since Jim Ryan stepped down. There hasn't been like someone full in the trenches, right? You know. So I'm sure. how much can I expect?
I don't know. It just depends on how much they got.
Should I put my expectations low?
Yes, because then you'll be pleasantly surprised if it's good.
I think I'll be highly disappointed no matter what. Anyway, that's just PlayStation fucking me at all points.
You know, you're going to be disappointed when the showcase is Concord and Fair Games and what's the Silent Hill?
Yes. Wouldn't you?
I'm open-minded.
No, you're not. I know that. You're not. You're a liar is what you are. You're a fucking dirty liar. You would be very disappointed. But next year I get to fool it. From June 1st, any decisions in the coming months? I mean, maybe they start on June 1st so they can record the fucking conference.
that's the first thing they're going to do.
That's the first thing.
They're going to film that showcase June 1st.
They're going to film the showcase, right? Maybe. There's weirder things. Weirder things to do. All right, anyway, we'll see what they can do. Good for them. Congratulations.
Congrats.
Your $10 million paychecks, whatever. PlayStation Plus game catalog for May. Yeah, extra and premium / deluxe. Deluxies are here, everyone. So, Red Dead Redemption 2. PS4, of course. Deceive Inc. PS5. The Sims 4 City Living. PS4. Requires The Sims to play. Fucking great. Crime Boss Rock K City PS5. The Settlers, New Allies, PS4. Stranded, Allied Dawn, PS4, PS5. Cat Quest, PS4. Cat Quest 2, PS4. The Lego Movie 2 video game, PS4. Watch Dogs, PS4. PlayStation Plus Premiums. 2 Extreme, PS4, PS5. G Police, PS4, PS5. Worms Fucking Pinball, PS4, PS5. How do you rate this bumps?
I mean, it's pretty solid, I guess, you know? Red Dead Redemption 2, I mean, that's pretty big, you know? Massive game, critically acclaimed by a lot of people. That's really good. Obviously, smart time to get the Cat Quest. Yeah, the Cat Quest games out with the third one due soon. Letting people catch up on the franchise. Not that I think you need to.
Yeah, there's deep lore, I've heard.
I don't know if there is deep lore.
Yeah, huge
lore. You know, there's Crime Boss City, Crime Boss Rock A City, you know?
Yep.
The game that everybody slept on, decided not to play. Now you can play it for almost free. Yep. 2 month subscription. You can check out what Vanilla Ice is doing in that game. What anybody's doing in that game.
Pretty Avo month, I think. Like, if you take Red Dead Redemption out of the picture, right?
Mm.
What else you got going on?
Is Deceive Inc. Is that releasing for the first time on console?
You don't even know what that is.
It's an online game.
It was on Steam.
It's on Steam. Yeah,
popular for a week, right? Fucked if I know. But the fact that you're like,
popular again,
is that first? What else you got?
No, that's all I got.
Yep, that's all I got. And by the way, that is, yes, it's coming to, it comes out May 21st, so it's straight to.
Come on, Watch Dogs, finally.
Fucking yeah. First one. Wow. No PS1 classics?
They've released all the PS1 good ones.
There was only 10 games on PS1. Ever.
Yep.
Fuck. They put out every Siphon Filter, Medieval, Twisted Metal 1 and 2. Done. Call it a day. Why bother? Let's move on with our lives. Yeah, no, I think it's ever. Obviously, I haven't played any. I haven't played shit here. My pick would be Red Dead Redemption. I haven't even played it. What else am I going to pick? Worms Pinball? Don't think so. Press that likes. Press that likes, sure. Press that rights. PlayStation looks to have formed a new studio with a number of fixed Deviation staff. Can't wait until they close this one down. Deviation Games, which was started back in 2021 by ex-Call of Duty developers Jason Blundell and Dave Anthony, was set to work on a new AAA PlayStation exclusive. Found itself a casualty of the ongoing unrest in the video game industry right now and shut it before its debut project could even be revealed. Now it's been reported that a number of the former Deviation staff have rejoined to form a new studio, once again led by Jason LeBondel, and this time as part of PlayStation's own stable of studios. Potential news was picked up by a recent air and shared on the Gaming Leaks and Rumors subreddit after outspoken former Deviation technical director Michael Anthony commented on the potential news during a post on LinkedIn, which reads, quote unquote, "Hey, I hear a lot of previous Deviation employees have set up their own studio at Sony, working on undisclosed new IP. I mean, isn't this ridiculous? Like good kind for them. Like, if it's really getting the jobs. But the fact, like, the cycle is currently...
They closed the studio but hired all the people to set up a new studio. Why'd you close?
What the fuck are we doing here?
Jim, well, to be fair, the one key thing is there's only one of the two founders listed, you know?
Still, what the fuck are we doing?
So maybe they just closed the studio and get him out, you know? Don't want to throw any wild theories at Dave Anthony, but you know, it's a bit odd. Yeah, I don't know. Why wouldn't you just keep the studio alive? You know, sure, cancel whatever game they're making that doesn't fit your.
They were making a first-person shooter multiplayer game, and now they're going to make a first-person shooter multiplayer game.
You don't know. It might not be multiplayer.
They're going to call them Reignited Aviation Studios. They're going to call them Aviation Studios.
It'll be Deviating Studios.
Deviated.
Deviated Studios.
Like, what the fuck? Anyway, this is dumb. It's fucking dumb. Good luck to them, you know?
Listen, I'm fucking sick you know? Is it dumb like- if people get hired? Do you know?
That's fucking dumb, as. Don't hire them.
Listen, I look forward to, in a couple of months, it turns out that everybody at London Studio was asked.
Hire them, then you can fire them.
You know, everybody at London Studio suddenly gets hired for a new team. It's PlayStation. You know.
I'm fucking sick of it, to be honest. I'm fucking sick of it.
I mean, if Sony's hiring, they should just go hire all those people who just got the sack over at Tango.
Fucking, at the moment, pretty sure you could just
you call take it waltz, a
step in waltz step games. In any direction, step in any direction in the video game industry. You know,
that's
you
know, true.
Step
yeah.
in some studio that's just been fucking fired.
Yeah,
fired. Ridiculous. Video game industry is a joke at the moment. Anyway, new PS2 emulator appears to be imminent on PS5, PS4. Right, press. Sorry, no, push square. My bad. Here's some potentially huge news unearthed by the eagle-eyed Komatsu. A new PS2 emulator appears to be imminent on for the PS4 and PS5. As many of you already know, Sony has been gradually deploying PS1, PSP titles on the PlayStation Store as PlayStation Plus premium subscription, and with releases boasting video filters, quick save, and rewind. Well, now a new PS Store listing for Star Wars The Clone Wars. Fuck yeah. Suggests support may be expanding to the PS2, with the product listing confirming all the aforementioned features for the Pandemic Studios developed 2022 outing. Quote, this title has been converted from the PS2 version to the PS4 and PS5 consoles and provides newly added features. End quote. The port is due out on 11th of June. Sony temporarily did release a frong, what a word, frong, of PS2 titles on PS4, but the emulation was largely very poor and it lacked all of the additional features mentioned above. This sounds like it's sort of the start of a new initiative, which will hopefully see more classics converted to the Japanese giant's modern consoles. What do you reckon? Yay or nay? Bullshit or not bullshit?
I don't know.
What are you sniffing out there?
I don't know. I don't really care. Am I going to be able to put my PS2 disc into my PS5 and play it?
No.
Well, then what do I care? Anyway. Do I really want to buy?
No, you wouldn't buy it. It'll be part of your deluxe / extra subscription.
So they're going to add an extra 3 games every month that I'm going to have to wait? Like,
well, at the moment, they put out
6 years till I get one I want. It
seems like I play for fucking deluxe, and every 3 months they give me one PS1 game. So I feel like at the moment my value is getting royally fucked. So yes, add some PS2 games, and I think maybe if they put the price up, I was like, the value wasn't even there as is. You should be thanking all of us who have saved subscribed the past 12 months, and now add the PS2 games, you fucks. You know?
Is there a PS2 game you desperately want to play?
The Clone Wars. Now you may be like, Dylan, surely it can't be good. The answer is no, it's not a good video game. However, it is a Clone Wars video game. And I originally played it on Steam, where it sort of ran like ass, to be honest, because it was one of those like really shitty PC ports. I would actually play that. Other PS2 games off the top of my head.
Because now you've watched the Clone Wars TV series, so, you know, there's all this backstory that you've got to all these characters inside the game.
No. The game is the TV show. It came out like after the first or second season, right?
So
it's not the movie, the Attack of the Clones. It's the Clone Wars video game. Like it's the animated series game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So you got little Ahsoka and everything in there. Killzone 1. Disappeared to the ether. I don't know if that's ever, but that's like part of a big lineage that I don't think could get ported over. Grand Theft Auto games. Now they did bring those out.
Can't you already play them?
Yeah, but they were some of the shitty ports. I would love with some of the more the additional features, because they make playing they make fucking those rewind features and stuff like that. They make fucking around in these games more fun. it makes it just like when I'm replaying, when I've fucked around in those siphon filters and stuff, the fact that I'm like, I've beaten these games before and I just want to play them for fun, and then I die and I go, well, I'm not reloading my save because I don't give a fuck, and I just rewind until I did die, and then I pick up from playing from there, you know? I like all that stuff because I'm like, I'm just playing these for nostalgia, right? You know? Basically, any PS2, PS1 games I want to play are games that I've got memories with. Or they would be games that I would love to just check out for the first time and stuff I've never played. I mean, they would have to continue. They've put out, I think, both Ape Escape games and PS1. So it's like, add Ape Escape 3. You know? Get onto that. Simpsons Taxi. Crazy Taxi, whatever that game was. Simpsons Hit and Run. Give me trophies for that. Have you got anything? No. Did you even have PS2?
No. No, I did.
Did you?
Mostly sports games.
Of course.
That kind of stuff.
Fucking nerd. Ridge Racer.
Yeah, sure.
Done. PlayStation Productions news. Everyone's shitting on The Last of Us TV series. They recorded an hour of footage the other day. People snuck in, paparazzi got photos. We hate it. It's terrible. They've already ruined it. They've done it, Ash. Have you seen what they've done?
No.
You haven't seen what they've done? Oh, man, just went too fucking loose. Ellie and Dina's Last of Us Season 2 set photos spark age discrepancy, writes Dual Shockers. The Last of Us fans, I think they should have fans in quotation marks, but anyway. The Last of Us fans have finally got a look at Bella Ramsey and Isabella Merced as Ellie and Dina in some new sneaky photos taken of the pair on the set as they get stuck into season 2 of the much anticipated HBO series. The images show newcomer. She's not really a newcomer. Like, she's fucking Dora Explorer, right? Isn't that who she was?
Yeah, she's been around for a little while.
Yeah, newcomer. Yeah,
she's in the hit movie, Madam Web.
There you go. Was she really? She was one of the the Spider Girls. There you go. So you come.
She was the one next to Sydney's.
Yeah, that's cool. Merced and Ramsey walking through what looks like to be a forest while talking, taking a break between scenes. As with most things on the internet, especially Twitter, folks can't just seem to be happy to see these two together at long last, and more caught up in how Ellie looks like she hasn't aged from season 1. In the set images, we see Bella sporting a change in hairstyle as she jumps Ellie's pulled back look from part 2, and Merced with long hair, which is different from Dina's pony style look she's seen wearing in the second game. The issue that a lot of fans seem to have is that Ellie doesn't look like she has aged from when we last saw her in season 1. Quote, I'm sorry, but Bella looks exactly the same as in season 1. We need an older looking actress for season 2. In the games, Ellie looks worlds apart. Expressed Alex_343 in images Twitter comments. Another comment highlighted that, quote, both Ellie and Dina look way younger in these images than in the game, and it just seems off now. In The Last of Us, Ellie was 14 years old, and in part 2, she's 5 years older, making her 19, leaving fans confused about why she still looks the same in leaked photos. Why do you reckon she doesn't look like she's aged 5 years, Ash?
Probably. I'm guessing.
Have a guess.
Because they only filmed these things 2 years apart.
I reckon that's part of it. I reckon I done the maths, right? And I added it up and I said, well, if it's only been 2 years since the show, but she's 5 years old, like older in the game, the math says there's a 3 year fucking gap there. That's crazy. Fucking ridiculous.
It's now, crazy.
Here's the other thing that I think is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Ellie's 19 in the game. Bella Ramsey's fucking 20. Okay?
That's crazy. What? You're telling me somebody doesn't look like their age?
Yeah. Because you're 54, but you only look 35.
Thank you.
So if Bella Ramsey is 20...
Yes.
And they're 20. I Googled. Google doesn't lie. 2003 they're born, right?
Fuck. And
if, you feeling older?
Oh, yeah.
And if Ellie's 19, then I think we all move the fuck on. That's my thoughts. I just want
to- Here's a crazy notion. Maybe there's a shorter gap between season one and season two of this show than there was in, you know, part one and part two of the games. That's fine. You know? They weren't doing anything interesting in those 2 years anyway. Oh, we're just hunting, you know?
Yeah.
Good, making fences. You know? What's exciting about that?
Here's the thing, though. You could, like, you could hire someone who's older who looks younger.
No, you're just getting to...
You just get...
Which do you want? Do you want to wait? Do you want them to have waited 5 years until Ellie got, until, you know, Bella Ramsey looked a bit older, you know? Or you just wait and then put some CGI crow's wrinkles on her face and she'll look older then.
Maybe that's what we're going to do.
They just need to put some more makeup. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about dress, how you hold yourself, that kind of stuff. That's what really makes you age.
You know? I can tell you right now.
You just...
We're watching
bend it. Bend over a little bit more. And walk Ellie's a little, like, bit slower.
Ellie's like, I'm going to fucking murder these cunts. Fuck you. Then you know.
Yeah. When blood splattered all over Lou's face.
Yeah.
You know.
It's fine. Well, everyone will move
when
on
she's there. Just stabbing all sorts of people.
Yeah, it's fine. So, anyway.
You won't be thinking about how old she is.
I kept saying this on Twitter. I did actually say, I fucking saw this pop up on Twitter a lot this week for some reason. These photos. I was like, oh man, Ellie looks too young. Fuck off. Anyway, thank you for joining us on Platinum Explosion this week. Number one podcast where I like to end it on a note of telling
sour note, yeah.
Not sour note, just I like telling people to fuck off.
To fuck off. Telling the audience to fuck off.
I love the last story to be something where I not everyone, just a very specific group of people. I like ending the show where I can tell that very specific group of people to go fuck themselves. That's one of my favorite things to do. Put a story right at the end of the show about fuck boys. Or, you know, a specific group. And I get to end it and say, anyway, go fuck yourself. Thank you for listening to the show. Check us out, explosionable.com/Twitter. It takes you to our X page or Twitter page, whatever it is over there, if you want to go yell about Bella Ramsey. And be a fuckhead. explosionable.com/Discord takes you to a Discord page. And if you want to support explosionable.com or this podcast, explosionable.com/support takes you to our Ko-fi page. Every dollar over there helps keep the lights, mics, and shit takes alive. Until next week. Every trophy counts. What am I saying? Every trophy, whatever. You know the slogan.
Language.
Language. Words. Words, verbs. Thank you, Astley.